This is the day which the Lord has made. We will
rejoice.
Oh man, that's so important today. This is a day the Lord has made. That's important today, that we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. And you know what? It was important yesterday, and it's important tomorrow to choose to rejoice and be glad in this. With this day, with God in our lives, you know what He's doing in our lives right now? Some of you may be scratching your head going, I don't know, I'm looking for some activity from God in my life. Well, He's leading us, He's guiding us, He's protecting us, He's teaching us. With this day comes His grace. With this day comes His mercy, His transformation, His safety, His salvation, His joy, His peace, His love, His redemption, His healing. Has anyone here been healed or got a good report from the doctor recently? All right. He's healing people. He's protecting people from further illnesses or diseases. He's still doing that. He's still doing that. We're not done with the list yet. You see, this is a day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because He's still restoring people. Remember the little Waffle House gal? He's restoring her to a healthy body, a healthy lifestyle. Healing and transformation is going on in her life. He's given us opportunity to what? You figure that out. He's given each and every one of us opportunity to, boom, you fill in the blank, to make the right choice or not, to lead or to follow, to turn right or turn left. He's given us second chances. Remember several weeks ago we talked about the righteous man will fall seven times and seven times he'll be picked up. Sounds like He's a God of third chances and fourth. He's providing us an inheritance. He's providing us righteousness, resurrection power. Anyone need resurrection power in their life? He's given us abundance and provision and comfort and increases and newness of life. Anyone can use newness in their life right now? He's a God of newness. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 43 in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 43 is where we'll be today. God is a God of newness. Some of you may be sitting on your newness and have not exposed it yet. Today's message is finding your new thing. He's a God of newness. Obviously, He has a new thing for you. So your job now is to find your new thing. Now, Isaiah 43, we're going to start in verse 18. And it says this, it says, do not remember the former things. Church, we've got to remember to forget the past sometimes. Now, we want to remember it to avoid it, but we can't live in the past if we've been frozen there, stuck there, hurt there. He says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. But He says, behold, I will do a new thing. He says, now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Other versions say, can you not see it? He says, I will even make a road in the wilderness, and I will make rivers in the desert. He'll take that dry, barren land and He'll make it fertile, providing a road and a path in a river and water where before there were none. Earlier, as I read Psalm 67, it says, when his people praise, then he gives the increase. It says, God shall bless us. But we can't sit there sad sack and say, bless me, God. I don't want to sing your praises today because I don't feel like it, because I'm facing things. I've been through things. You haven't been good to people in my family. Lord, I've been hurt. See, I don't want to praise you. When his people praise, he gives the increase. God shall bless us. That's why when we say, this is the day which the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it, because he is a God of newness. A while back I read scriptures about the old man, and we've put on the new man. It says he is a God of newness. Behold, I will do a new thing. God, I needed that new thing 5 years ago. That wasn't the day for me to give you that newness. He may have still been building the road. He may have still been forming the river to provide what you needed. But God, I hurt during that time. Yeah, I know. You see, I was going there right beside you. And I went there with you. And I went through that with you. Now, the poor Israelites just continue to struggle. I mean, and let's just start flipping through there. And just, oh, the poor Israelites. We read about them last week in the Psalm. They had great intentions of being obedient. My goodness, we're going to share this with our children and the future generations. We're going to do all this great stuff for you, Lord. And then it said they forgot. They turned away. They walked away. They ignored it. And they didn't want to do those things. Good intentions, very poor follow through. Disobedience, let's just call it that. In the previous chapter, Isaiah called them deaf and blind. It says, you do not listen and you will not see. You are deaf and blind to what the Lord has for you. Maybe today you've had a setback of some sort. Maybe right now you're going through a struggle. Maybe health, financial, relationship, mental, physical, whatever it is. Adam, God, I'm going through this. Do not remember the old things. He will do a new thing. He says, do you not know it? He asks us, shall you not know it? Do you not see it? Again, I said, you may be sitting on it. What is that new thing you want me to do, Lord? Man, I gave it to you. You're sitting on it. You haven't done anything with it. Yeah, but God, I'm afraid. Trapped, shackled, imprisoned by fear. He's going with you. He said, if I'm going with you, why are you fearing anything? Lord, what if I die? I'm going through with you. I'm bringing you to spend eternity with me. Oh. Okay. He says, I'm making that path. He's planning a river for you. He's making a road for you. That new thing may not look like what you think it should look like. It may not look like what you've dreamt of. Hopefully, like our vacation, it's so much better than we anticipated. You guys just got back from vacation. Maybe it was better than you anticipated. Maybe it was just different than you thought. And it looked different and it felt different. He's doing a new thing. But we have to remember, let His will be done and not mine. So it may look different. That may be why we don't recognize it at first. God, I was looking for this. God, I want You to send some people into my life. You sent me those people, God? No, I was hoping they'd be like this. He may send different people in your life than you thought. But this time it's different. This is the day which the Lord has made. This day that the Lord has made is different than yesterday's day. And it is different than the day He will make for you and I tomorrow. It looks different. This time, He's given us a new day. And our desire is different today. Our passion is different. Our strength to go through it, to face it, to deal with it, to step out in faith and take it to its new birthing place is different today. He's given us a new perspective with which to see it with. Philippians 4:13. Adam, I'm afraid. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things, including new things. How? Through Christ, who does what? Who strengthens me. Now, I love that verse because it's similar to this is a day which the Lord has made. You put that accent on any word and it has a little different meaning. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day. Today is the day. It says, I can do all things. I can do all things. Well, Adam, I've read it, but I don't believe that. You see, someone in my life told me I can't do it. They told me I wasn't smart enough. I was too old. I was too young. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do what? I can do all things. You can do all what? All things. Place that emphasis wherever you need to motivate you, to make sure that you know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now here's the hardest part for Christians as we face challenges, setbacks, disappointments, failures. We don't like to hear it. But we have to choose to live life. And we have to choose to love life. Here's the clincher. Even in unfavorable conditions. He's given us the strength to do that. It's unfavorable conditions at home. Let me just turn my back. Unfavorable conditions at work. Turn my back. unfavorable conditions in my life. Adam, it looks like you're walking away. Yeah, I just don't like the way things are going. And if God was real, He'd make it right. You have to choose to live life and love life even when conditions are unfavorable, church. The new thing may be God's way and not the way you envisioned it. Like I said, you may think, I thought it was going to look like this. What I envisioned my life being like this. And here I am many years later, and I just don't see those things that I planned for myself. Oh, okay. Did you ever ask God what His plans for you were? Where did He see you in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? Well, I got myself in a mess a few times, God. Yeah, I know, Adam. But I've got a plan for you to be successful anyway. I have a plan for you to prosper anyway. Oh, and by the way, that successful, that prosper, that may look a little different than you thought. But you will be successful when you accept it. You will prosper when you know how to live within those ways that I, or those situations I've given you. What's your new thing? What's your new thing? It may be to trust Him. But I've trusted Him before and He didn't give me the answer I wanted. What does that have to do with trust? That has to do with what you wanted. Trusting Him is saying, God, I know You know what I'm going through. I know You know what I'm facing. God, You know that's a challenge. God, You know I'm weak. God, You know I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. He's going, of course I know that about You. I created You. But by the way, Adam, when I created you, I didn't want you to hang on to those things. You see, those aren't great. I've got fruit of the Spirit that I wanted you to hang on to. Oh, I had these good intentions. He said, yeah, but your follow through. You're starting to be like the Israelites, Adam. The ones that made it or the ones that didn't? Which one, Lord? You know, that's what we want to ask. Maybe I've got to trust Him. Maybe that's the new thing. Maybe I have to serve Him, rely on Him. Maybe He's given me a project. Oh, Lord, maybe He's given me a gift. He said, quit sitting on it and use it. You know, as Job went through things and talked to God constantly throughout his battles, he trusted God. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Second Samuel, you don't have to go there, but 2 Samuel 24:14 says His mercies are great. His mercies are great. Do not remember the former things in Isaiah that we read, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will provide a road. I will provide a river. I will provide you mercy when the timing is right. Samuel knew that. His mercies are great. But then we want to sit and wait for the perfect setting. Hey, I have an idea. When things are great, then I'll start it. I've said this many times before. I told a lady I used to work with, hey, I get some things right in my life. Once I do, then I will start going to church. She said, oh, Lord, Adam. No. No, see, it'll never be right. This lady said, Adam, look at me. I'm very large. She said, that's like me saying, when I slim down, I'll go to the gym. You remember who I'm talking about, Cindy. She said, you need to get in church. I cried on my way to work one day, listening to this new song that came out, going through that curve right around Tinker there, where you go up to Target and all that stuff. By this group called Mercy Me. Yo, what's the name of that song? I gotta have it. Ran across work from Mardell when I used to work out on Northwest Expressway. Got the CD and listened to it. Said, you gotta hear this. She starts crying. She said, Adam, God's talking to you. I said, I know. Easter's almost coming. Then we can go. And then we came and here we are. Don't wait for the perfect conditions to say, I'm going to step forward in this newness that He's given me. You know, Joel Osteen always says, get in agreement with God. And I love that. Get in agreement with God on this. And He says, receive it today. Get ready for your newness today. Get ready for your new thing. For those of you that had good doctor's reports recently, a week, 2 weeks ago, you weren't sure. Behold, I will do a new thing. Turn to Lamentations. We'll finish there. It's just after the book of Jeremiah. I passed it 500 times. Trying to get to it every time in my Bible. For some reason, I just keep blowing past that skinny little section. But it's right after Jeremiah. So if you're at the end of Jeremiah, just flip slowly by hand. Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3, we'll start in verse 22. It says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Because His compassions fail, what? Not. His mercies, they are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We have to learn that thing about patience. But we also have to have hope and be hope for others that are looking to us. They may not be looking to us for the answer, but they're looking to us to see if we can stand fast and stay steady, or are we turning and running? If we're turning and running, we have a mixed idea of who and what God is. God's supposed to take care of me. He will. He is. His mercies are new every morning. Behold, I will do a new thing. Do you not yet see it? Don't get stuck in the past and where you were, what you've been through, what the answer was each time. I love when doing the young kids years ago and or the youth every once in a while, and I'm doing a thing on prayer. Don't stop praying just because God's always said no. Sometimes I use candy. Sometimes I use a dollar bill. And everyone, you know, what's God's answer? Yes. Oh, here's a dollar. Yes, here's a dollar. And then some poor kid I always give the no answer to. What's your answer? No. I'm sorry. I've told that before. Some kids, they can have my dollar. No, hang on. That was your prayer. God bless you. That's your blessing. I appreciate that, but that's your blessing. Then I go around again and say, you got to keep asking, got to keep asking, got to keep asking. Go to the person that got the no. What's God's answer now? I drop in a little yes answer. It's yes. Pull out a $5 bill. They get a $5 bill. Now with our young people, hopefully not us adults would do this, but the young people, what do? That's not fair. We only got a dollar. Whoa. You see, you were happy with that dollar. But now all of a sudden it's not fair that they got blessed with something more. But we can't, the point being, we can't stop praying. We can't stop looking for His new mercy today. It didn't come today. Let's look for it tomorrow. But let's adjust our perspective and our filter and our lens to see if we can see it, because we may be looking for it to look a little different than what He's providing for us. The Lord's is my portion. Therefore, I hope in Him. Amen? Today, what is your new thing? Behold, I will do a new thing. What is your new thing? Hope in Him. Where there is no road, where there was no river, He provides a path and water for the river. For your new thing. He is going there with you, and He will go with you on your new thing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, today we pray for your new mercies. We thank you for your mercies, which are new each day. Lord, we ask you to open our eyes that we may see things through your eyes. They may not look like what we anticipated or what we expected. But today, this is the day which the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, for I know your mercies are new today. Today, Lord, for those that are worn out, those that are tired, those that have been waiting, Lord, that they can have hope in you. And you show them newness. And you show them new things. Lord, we ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.